No, I mean, you talked about shocks of something a while ago.
Yeah.
Was this a shock of wheat? Is that what you'd call it?
Yeah.
Or a sheaf?
Well, sheaf, that means more of a bundle, just a bundle.
What, a bundle of wheat? Is that that'd be the smallest unit?
Yeah. Sheaf would mean, some of them they'd call them sheaf.
But bundle would be the most common term for you.
Yeah.
And I'm talking now about a measure of wheat. You might say I had 40.
Well, it's bushels, or what we go by usually.
Okay. And how about corn? The unit you'd put it in would be a what? A sheaf of corn? Or a
you mean if you...
if you gather some corn together in a unit,
that's mean with the stalks and all?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a corn shock.
Okay. Now, what did they used to do with the oats? The oats is ready?
Well, they'd cut it.
All right, then what kind of machine did they have?
Well, a binder. Well, you used to, they rake it off and then they come and bind it by hand. But
and then after that they had some kind of machine.
Binders, yeah.
They call it any other word?
Well, no, self-binder, binder.
You remember when this time of the year came, the wives would have a gay time because there'd be all these men in the kitchen. You'd have to, they'd say, I have to cook for...
Well, for crew, or thresher crew, or...
What was that? What kind of crew?
Well, if it would be thrashing, or it'd be for a crew, or sometimes...
Was there a machine with that name, too?
Well, no, that I mean for... She'd have to cut for... She'd have to cook for several men, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh. But I wondered if there was a thrashing time? Would you say it's thrashing time?
Thrashing crew?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got what I'm after.
See, the binder was the thing that made the shocks on the field.
I see.
It took the shocks up and ran them to the thresher.
Oh, I see. You take the shocks and run the shocks through. I was born in a city. Lived there all my life. These are interesting things.
But you always said you had the threshers coming.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's all gone too. It's
something else
now.
He was telling me on the way over at Combine.
That's all gone.
Uh-huh. Then you might say that the oats used to be the oats
ready to cut. Or
okay, and then they were thrashed.
That's right.
You say the oats is thrashed.
Well, yeah. If you mean if you'd want to thrash it,
that's good. I just try to get all these various uses of the word. I got them now, I think. Now, if you give somebody a lift in your car, and you stop and say, "I'm sorry, but this is all the I can't take
all
you.
I can take."
Well, I can't carry you in my car any because this is all the I don't go anymore. I go here. You want to go over there? I'm sorry. You have to get out now because this is all the.
If you want to get them out,
yeah.
Well, you have to tell them that you're.
So I'm sorry.
You're
this
going
is
a different way. I'm going a different way.
And this is all the.
As far as I can take you.
Uh-huh. And would you say this is all the what? All the what? All the farther? Would you say all the farther I go? Would you say this is all the farther I go?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If we divide something up, I'd say this is mine and that is...
Shared?
Or this is mine, but that is...
Yours.